圣经上描述那个死人就从坟墓里出来。
And then Lazarus came out from grave.
而且手脚还裹着布。
And there was a still his limbs still are wrapped.
哦，耶稣基督的话语是带着权柄，他说医治就得医治。
So the word of Jesus Christ carries power. When he wants to heal, it heals.
还有一次，有一个百夫长，他的仆人患瘫痪。
And then there's another time that there is a the servant of a centurion was sick.
耶稣基督他隔空就宣告他要得医治，结果呢，他就得医治了。
And Jesus Christ proclaimed that he will be healed, and he was healed.
他对百夫长说：“你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了。”
And he told the centurion that you can go back now because of your faith. Whatever he asked for is fulfilled.
甚至在约翰福音第九章，还有一次也是医治一个瞎子。
In John chapter 9, there was also another case where he was healing a blind person.
他是一个生来瞎眼的。
And he was blind when he was born.
然后耶稣就吐唾沫在地上。
And he spit on the ground.
然后用唾沫和泥和好，就涂在瞎子的眼睛上。
So he mixed some of the soil and his saliva and together and put it on the eyes of that blind person.
然后叫大家到希罗亚池去洗一洗。
And he asked him to wash it off in the pool of Siloam.
洗了就看见了。
And after he was washed in the pool, and then he was healed.
好像都是一次到位。
And so all of this is done once in one time.
但是在这个地方，我们刚才看到的故事里面
，But in the passage we just read,
马可福音第八章这边，第一次呢，耶稣就拉着瞎子的手，然后呢，吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上。
So in the passage, especially in verse 3, that he hold the blind, he took the blind man by the hand and laid let him outside, and he put his hand on him and asked him, "What did you?"
哎，他就接下来就问他说，你看见什么了
？And he asked him, "Did you see anything?"
我们就很稀奇，到了这个时候，他应该马上就看见了，而且清清楚楚，但是他没有。
And in our expectation that he probably should have already seen everything and he is completely healed.
圣经上说，他就二十四节讲，他抬头一看，说我看见人了。
And but the passage here described that say I see people.
他们好像树木一样。
But they look like trees.
而且会动，会走哦。
And they were walking around.
人像树，我不知道这个是多少度的近视眼哈。
I'm not sure how it was.How it must be a very severe nearsightedness.
然后耶稣再做第二次。
And then Jesus did the second time.
他按手在他的眼睛上。
He put lay his hand on his eyes.
然后他定睛一看，就复了原。
And then his eye were open.
这个时候他才清清楚楚的看见。
Then his sight was restored.
人就是人，人不是树木。
And then after his eyesight was restored, he was able to see.Everything clearly, so people become people instead of tree anymore.
所以，当我们在查考这段经文的时候，我们就发现说，它很有意思。为什么耶稣要做两次啊
？So when we are studying this passage, a question comes: Why did Jesus have to do it twice?
有的人开玩笑说，是不是耶稣基督第一次吐唾沫在他眼睛上的时候，一吐太多了，把他眼睛都弄湿了，看不到。
So somebody was joking that
视线模糊。
So perhaps when Jesus was putting saliva on his eyes, it was way too much, and it actually distorted his eyesight.
或者有的人说，他是不是为了特别考验这个瞎子的信心？第一次没有给你医治，然后呢，你还会不会再相信我会医治你
？So there are some people that speculate that perhaps he did have to do it twice just to test whether this blind person have enough faith.
还有的想法是说，耶稣基督在这个地方是彰显他医治的主权。
So there are other people who speculate that he was trying to show the power that he has over healing.
他不受任何过去惯例的限制。
And he is not bound by any of the tradition.
好像在旧约的时候，那个乃曼必须要在约旦河里面，他要进七次才会得洁净。
Just like one of the tradition, where the Naaman was need to be bathed in the river Jordan to be healed.
我们可以在外面用很多很多的想法跟猜测来看这段的经文。
And we can have many explanation about the scripture.
但是今天我们如果从另外一个角度来看
，But if we see it from a different angle,
我们从一个属灵的角度来看，到底为什么这个瞎子的眼睛看是渐进的
？So that we can see it from a spiritual point of view, why the eyesight was restored gradually.
我们可以这样子大概来分，就是说第一次的医治呢，好像是从完全的黑暗里面进到有光的里面。
So we can break it into two parts. The first part is go from a complete darkness into a place that have light.
但是他没有办法看清楚属灵的事情。
But he was unable to see clearly what the spiritual thing.
他需要耶稣基督第二次按手在他的眼睛上。
And he need the Jesus to lay his hand on the eye to be able to see clearly on the spiritual thing.
让他属灵的眼睛完全打开，看得见属灵的真实。
So he was able to open up the eyes to see clearly on the spiritual realm.
所以我们在这边可以看到就有两个步骤。
And so we can see this two-step process.
第一个步骤是从瞎子变成看到，但是看不清楚。
So the first step is from a completely blind person to a person that will have limited eyesight.
从全完全的盲、完全的瞎，到现在可以看清楚一点点。
So he go from a complete blindness into a step that have some limited eyesight.
这似乎是有很大的一个突破，但是呢，离神真正想要做的事情呢，还有一大段。
It's already a breakthrough, but he was very far away from what Jesus really wanted to do.
我可以回想到说，当我们信主的时候，就是这个样子。
So when we can recall that when we first believe in Jesus, that's what we were.
我们脱离了黑暗的权势，进到一个爱子光明的国度里面。
So we were free from the bondage of darkness and into God's kingdom.
但是我们对周围的事情认识不是那么的清楚。
But of course, at that time, that we don't see clearly what's around us.
好像是得救了，但是呢，对属灵的事情呢，完全不了解。
And at that time, that we think that we have been saved, but we are not very, we don't know clearly what's around us.
好像我刚信主的时候呢，我发现呢，躺着祷告跟坐着祷告呢，效果是不一样的。
And so when I was first believing Christ, that I believe that the prayer during laying down or standing up are different.
后来我才发现姿势不重要，重要的是我们那个内心。
And of course, then I learned later that it doesn't matter what's your body position, the important thing is your heart.
所以我们从看不见进到能够看得见，这是一个很重要的一个得救的一个突破。
So we go from a completely, he can completely blind into an area that he can limited see things that is already a breakthrough.
但是就是因为我们对属灵的事情没有完全的了解，所以我们看周围的事情会看错。
But of course, because we don't know clearly what's around us, so when we see things, that is very easily mistaken.
我们会把人看成树。
And we'll be able to view people like trees.
好像树木一样。
Just like trees.
我不知道你听到，如果有人说你是棵树，你是什么感觉啊？
I'm not sure how you feel if people say that you are a tree.
我们中文说很木，对不对？
And,
很木。
In Chinese is you're just wood.
就是他很 callous， 他很冷硬，然后呢无情，没有表情，就是然后也不 care。
So it's just describing a person that have there's no feeling in him.
可能很固执。
But maybe stubborn.
就像一个树一样。
Just like a tree.
所以我们发现说，当我们信了主以后，我们看周围的人呢，很多时候是带着我们自己偏狭的观念，然后看见人，哎，他怎么是这样？他怎么是这样？像一棵树木一样。
So after we believe in Christ, when we see people around us, we use our own interpretations. And it's just like trees.
而且我们想改变他，他就是屹立不摇，百年就树木在那个地方，百年不动。
And a lot of time, we will try to change those person who's around us.
好像这当中就是不太能够理解为什么他会这样想，为什么他会这样想。
And we don't know why he was thinking certain ways.
这当中就有许许多多不同的角度，我们在看事情的时候会产生许许多多的争执。
So there are many arguments that arises when we are dealing with people.
我们礼拜五的时候我们在上那个亲密之旅。
And on Friday we are going through a class.
那个讲员叫黄维仁，好，黄维仁博士。
And the speaker was I guess Brother Huang.
他就分享了一个算是一个他的故事，他就说他有一次应邀从芝加哥要到费城去带营会。
He was sharing that at one time that he was he's going to lead a camp from Chicago heading towards Philadelphia.
结果突然发现飞机停飞。
And then he found out that the flights were canceled.
所以他就很好奇啊，他就想到说，哦，原来是费城那个地方有暴风雨，没有办法降落，所以呢停飞。
And he was told that there was a thunderstorm in Philadelphia, so the plane cannot land, and therefore it was canceled.
所以他赶紧就打电话给邀请的单位，就说我不能准时到了，因为飞机停飞。
So he called quickly to the people in charge and saying that I was unable to come on time because the flight was canceled.
因为暴风雨的关系。
Due to the thunderstorm and weather related issues.
那个接待单位就说哪有暴风雨，我们在这个地方大晴天好得很，为什么哪来的风雨，言下之意好像不信任这个黄维仁。
And the person who answered the phone and said, well, here in Philadelphia is sunny days, and why are you saying that there's a storm?
两边都是晴天，为什么不能飞飞机呢？
And of course, there was sunny in Chicago and sunny in Philadelphia. How come the flight was canceled?
最后就开始有一些的误会。
And therefore, there was some misunderstanding between them.
后来才知道，在飞机的航线上面，从芝加哥飞到费城的航线上面，有一个气流，好像一个气墙一样，那个飞机过去是很危险的，所以要停飞。
And eventually they found out that actually during on the flight plan there was a turbulence that prevented the plan to fly safely.
所以两地的人都觉得不可思议，可是事情就是这样。
And of course on both sides it is incredible, but that's how it was played out.
所以很多的时候我们用我们自己的角度，用我们的眼光，或者凭着我们的经验，我们去判断一些事情的时候，我们发现怎么跟别人不一样。
So a lot of time that when we see things or do things on our own view, and then we found out that it's different from what other people think.
怎么别人或者说别人都跟我不一样。
Or other people are just different from me.
很重要的就是因为我们的角度不同。
As because we come from a different angle.
角度不同，我们的优先顺序就不同。
Because of the difference in the angles, the priority will be different.
在清朝的时候，康熙皇帝啊，做皇帝的时候
，In the Qing Dynasty, the I guess the Emperor 康熙，
有两个县令哈、啊，然后呢，为着争夺这个两个县中间的那个交界处的一块地呢，他们两个闹得不可开交。
So there was a two adjacent county, the governor of the county was fighting over a land that was bordering both.Counties.
所以这个县令说那是我的地，那个县令说那是我的地，两个人就吵来吵去。
So the one governor said, "Well, this is my land," and the other governor says the same thing.
而且他们把自己县里面的历史啊，把现在法律都拿出来，来告对方，就说你看是我有道理。
And they took out a whole bunch of historic backgrounds or evidence that to support their claim.
后来康熙他巡到这个县，他南巡了、啊，到这个县的时候。
So when the emperor was came and known about the situation,
他就下了一道圣旨
，and so that he placed in the oracle, I guess.
所以他说，两个县官调换，甲县的县官做乙县的县官，乙县的做甲县，两个人互换。
So the order says the make those two governors actually exchange their own territories.
两个人互换以后呢，两个人的立场，两个人的角度完全又变了。
And of course, because of that, the angles and the position changed.
以前的那种好像要吵架的那种态度也不见了。
And when they were fighting over the land, but of course, because of that, they were not fighting anymore.
后来他们再也不为那块土地争执，而且成了很好的朋友。
And they were no longer fighting for that piece of land and become good friends.
所以我们发现说，当我们每一个人站在不同角度的时候，我们对我们周围的事情就有不同的看法。
So we found out that if we come from a different angle, we'll come with a different view.
我们注重什么样的事情，就影响到我们的决定。
And what we treasure, it will influence what we decide.
我记得我小的时候。
And I remember when I was young.
我妈妈总是出门的时候要我穿外套。
And my mom always want me to put on a jacket.
我们今天年轻人大概也会被这样
讲。And our youth today probably.Hear the same thing.
可是你知道，年轻人就是不爱穿外套。
But of course, our youth people, I mean, they just don't like to put on jackets.
我那个时候年轻，所以我也不要穿外套。
And I was young then, so I didn't want to put on jackets.
所以呢，我们就常常为这些事情就有点不愉快。
And of course, I was fighting with my mom because of that.
穿外套对不对？对。
Was that right to put on a jacket?
不穿外套对不对？我觉得也对，因为呢，我们男生就是要很酷。如果穿了外套的话，怕冷，那叫什么酷
？And of course, from my angle, me not putting on a jacket is because that's cool.
结果故事没有停在这里。
And of course, the story didn't end here.
我与我妈妈的战争延续到我的婚姻里面，我跟我的太太一样为这个东西争执。
And that same type of arguments expanded after I got married, and actually I had the same type of argument with my wife.
我跟我的师母很少为了一件事情两个人争执。
It was
几十年没有了。
Very very few times so I had.
就发生一次是二十年前。
Well, there was only one time I had argument with my wife.
我们去 Tahoe 滑雪。
And we were there in Tahoe.
然后fireplace 的那个 log 就是那个木头烧光了。
And the log in the fireplace was burned up.
然后我就要出去拿，因为他们那个前院就有堆的那些木头烧火的木头 firewood 可以拿来用。
So I was about to go out to retrieve the additional firewood.
当我出门的时候呢，师母就说你要加外套。
And then when I was about to go out, my wife said, you know, put on a jacket.
我觉得那是很不酷的事情。
And I thought it was so not cool.
我就冲出去抓两个木头，我就回来，为什么要穿外套？
And then I was thinking that it's a very short period of time that I can just go out, grab two pieces of wood, and come back. Why do I have to put on jackets?
所以呢，我们就有一个晚上哈，这是很难得。一个晚上，我们两个人都没有再说话了。
And so that night, we didn't talk. It was very rare.
但是第二天早上，我们两个人都互相道歉。哎呀，都是好意嘛。
And of course, the next day that we actually apologized to each other.
因为如果我生病的话，倒霉的还是师母。
So, because if I'm sick, the person who was suffer was still Betty.
所以我们在不同的想法里面，我们就会产生不同的争执。
So when we will think about a same thing differently, then we will have arguments.
我发现说，在教养孩子上面呢，也有很多的争执。
And so what I found out is in the teaching of the kids. There's a lot of argument there as well.
有一本书叫做《伟大小孩养成术》（Raising Great Kids）。
Oh, okay. There's
那本书开宗明义，他就讲一件事情。
Okay, there's a book about raising great kids.
他说教养孩子就是在恩典跟真理当中取得一个平衡。
And the whole book is about the fact that the teaching kids is seeking the balance between grace and truth.
有的时候是自己一个人要取得一个平衡。
And sometimes it is my own self that need to seek that balance.
有的是夫妻之间要取得一个平衡。
And sometimes that is the balance is between the parents.
怎么样，大家各让一步，有一个统一的做法。
And how do we kind of compromise and do seek one single way to do it?
我们每一个人都不一样。
And every one of us is different.
有的人是比较真理的导向的人。
And some of us may be more towards the truth side.
真理挂帅。
And the truth is It rules.
所以管的就比较严格。
And therefore, there's a little more discipline.
什么事情都有一套规定。
And there's a whole bunch of rules behind everything.
作息也要有规律。
There are fixed schedules.
房间一定要整整齐齐。
And the room got to be clean.
待人接物还要很有礼貌。
And you got to be courteous to people.
绝对顺服。
And complete obedience.
这是真理导向。
And that is truth.
可是有的人就很松了。
And, but some of them are on the opposite side.
不一定要这样嘛。
It's not necessary to have everything so right.
所以在这个个性不同当中，就造成角度不同。
So because of the difference in view, that's where the difference comes in.
也产生了争执。
That also leads to arguments.
有的时候呢，是对这一件事情他比较严，对这件事情他比较严，所以呢是价值观不同。
So there's a lot of time that because of the value differences that they have, they treat things differently.
有的时候可能 其中一方觉得说这件事情一定要做好，但是另外一个人说这件事情是 OK， 可是呢这件事情我就不能放过，一定要好，那就是不一样的角度。
So there's one thing that one side maybe you have to do it right, but the other parents does not necessarily think so. Then there's argument.
这是价值观跟那个 priority 不一样。
So that's the difference in the value also as well as priority.
还有一种人是以前很严，现在很松。
Or there's another person, a type of person that used to be kind of very truth and rigid, and now it is very grace.
像我们家一样。
Just like my house.
老大老二就很严，到老三老四老没力气了，就算了。
And so the first two was rather rigid, and later on there's just too many things happening. And
以前很多的真理，现在很多的恩典。所以呢，年纪不同也造成不同。
So it used to be very rule based, now it's very grace based.
还有一种不同呢，更可怕，是一种叫做情绪不同。因为呢，他今天是这样，明天就可以松；今天很紧，明天就可以松。所以不知道要干嘛，就是 depends on 他的情绪是怎么样。
And one thing that is not so well is is very unpredictable, depending on your emotions.
所以我们有跟着不同的状况，我们就有不同的看法、不同的角度跟不同的决定。
So when situation is different, that we will have a different view and we have a different decision.
当我在工作的时候，我发现连公司都是这个样子。
And when I was working, I found out that even companies like that.
不同的部门有不同的角度。
And of course, different department have a different viewpoint.
Marketing 的人希望我们的公司的产品呢，什么都可以做，不管是 I 什么都可以。
And so our marketing wanted that our product would do everything.
全世界想要的人，他想要的功能，我们全部做在我们这个小小的东西里面，越多越好。
And whatever the functionality that people will want or need will be all encompassing.
他的角度是要迎合市场的需要，而且最好明天就出来，明天就上市。
And then
产品出上市。
And of course, his angle is like that it is meeting customers' need, and it would be best if the product can be released tomorrow.
可是他们带着这个角度去跟工程部门谈的时候，
but when they carry this type of viewpoint to engineering,
他们发现怎么这么难沟通啊？
And they found out that it's extremely difficult to communicate.
因为这个工程部门似乎一点不 care 我们有什么新的功能。
And because the engineering did not seem to care that whether we have new functionality or not.
他可能对新科技的研发比较有兴趣。
The engineering will probably be more interested into new technologies.
而且他们还花很多的时间做品质的保证，就是说 make sure 他的产品是bug free.
So, and the engineering is more focused on making sure the product have a certain level of quality.
在不同的部门就有不同的角度，就会产生争执。
So different departments have different viewpoint.
我记得我大概十几年前我在那个一个小公司工作的时候。
And when I was working for a small company about 10 plus years ago.
那个 sales 有事没事就过来威胁我们。
And the sales came over a lot of time and threatening us.
他说：“你今天如果不答应我们要加这个功能的话，我们的 customer 就要离开了，今天就要离开了。”
And the threat was, if you do not agree to add this new functionality, the customer will leave.
所以每个人在自己的位置上面有不同的角度，然后呢有不同的坚持。
So each one of us have different viewpoints, also different insistency.
当我在观察的时候，我发现说，这个世界不是神只有一位吗？为什么哪来那么多角度呢
？And when I was looking at that, of course there's only one God. How come there are so many different angles?
我们大家都是照神的做法，不就得了吗？为什么有这么多的角度，产生这么多的争执呢
？Of course, all we really need to do is follow God's way. Why do we have so many different angles?
这些不同的角度从哪里来的嘞
？Where are those different angles come from?
当我们再回到创世纪的时候，我们就发现哦，原来有一个地方出了问题。
So when we go back to Genesis, then we'll find out that there was a root of issue.
我们来看创世纪第三章第四节跟第五节。
So in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。”
So in verse 4 said, "You will not surely die," the serpent said, "and then for God knows." that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open.
当我在思想这一段经文的时候，我发现那个眼睛就明亮了，这句话就抓住了我。
And then, when you read this passage, especially says the eyes will be open.
眼睛就打开了，现在看到的不只是神的是非善恶，看到的是自己有了新的 viewpoint。
So when your eyes open, now you have a different viewpoint.
因为犯罪的关系，所以我们每一个人角度都变了。
And because of that sin, each one of us have a different angle.
犯罪以前，我们跟随神，好听神的旨意，他的善恶就是我们的善恶。
So before Adam and Eve sin, that there's a complete following of God.
但是现在呢，亚当有亚当的角度，夏娃有夏娃的角度，所以两个人呢都能够知道善恶。眼睛明亮。
And because of this, now Adam has his own view, and Eve has her own view, and then knowing good and evil.
我有时候觉得很有意思啊，到底什么叫做善，什么叫做恶
？So a lot of time that I was thinking, what is good and what is evil?
我们每个人的定义都不一样。
And every one of us have a different definition.
好像亚当跟夏娃他们的定义也不一样。
Just like Adam and Eve have a different definition.
有时候不知道有没有小朋友问过你一个问题
？So have you ever have a kid come and ask you a question?
神如果是无所不能的话，他可不可以作恶
？So the question goes, if God is all powerful and almighty and can do everything, can he do evil?
啊，这个问题要怎么回答
？And how would you answer those questions?
他无所不能啊，那恶也可以做啊。
So because he can do anything, of course he can do evil, right?
可是他又是善的神，他又不能作恶，他又不像无所不能。
So because of, but he's all kind and gracious, he cannot do evil.
所以我们回到一个逻辑里的矛盾里面。
And then we have a conflict in logic.
什么叫做善
？So what is good?
善就是用来描述神的所作所为的法则。
So what good is a description of whatever God does.
所以神所做的事情，我们把它定义叫做善。
So whatever God does that the definition of good comes from it?
在诗篇一百一十九篇六十八节
，In Psalm 119,
他讲到说：“你本为善，所行的也善。求你将你的律例教训我。”
It says, "You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decree."
讲到他本为善，他所行的无不公义，一切的事情只要是神做的那个事，就叫做善事。
So it says, "Because God is good, and whatever God does."
所以那个问题的本身是有逻辑上的问题，因为神不能够怎么讲不是说神会不会作恶，因为只要神做的那个就叫做善事。
So it's not because God is incapable of doing evil thing, it's because whatever God does is good thing.
在路加福音十八章十九节那边也讲到，除了神一位之外，再也没有良善的。
So in Luke chapter 18 verse 19 it says, no one is good except God alone.
所以就讲到这个善，唯一的善只有从神而来。
So talk about the only good things is that come from God.
唯一的角度也是从神而来。
And there is only one angle that comes from God.
如果我们不是在神的里面来看的话，我们都会走在自己的角度里面，然后产生很多的问题。
So if we don't see it from God's angle and instead seeing it from our angle, then we'll have many different angles and the issue comes from that.
这边创世纪第三章讲到，他们说对不起，你们便如神能知道善恶。
So in Genesis 3 verse 5 and said, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
如神，像神一样。
So there will be, it says, you will be like God.
所以我们知道神不只知道善恶，而且神他定善恶，他定义善恶。
So it's not only that God knows good and evil, he actually defines good and evil.
所以当亚当跟夏娃跟神一样的话，也就是讲到亚当跟夏娃都可以自己来定义，这个是善，这个是恶，那个是恶，这个是善，他可以从他自己的角度来定义。
So when Adam and Eve took it upon themselves to define what is good and evil in their own mind,
所以就产生一个问题，每一个人都有自己的角度，然后呢，开始用自己的角度来看周围的事情。好像每一个人都是树木。
So then here comes the problem that everybody defines good and evil in their own way, just like people around them, just like trees.
因为我自己在别人的眼中也像一棵树木。
It's just because I am just like another tree in other people's eyes.
我们每一个人都有那个偏见在。
And each one of us have a difference in the angle.
那就是为什么圣经上面一再告诉我们说不要论断别人。
And that's why Bible teaches us not to be judgmental.
因为没有一个人是绝对的客观公正。
Because none of us is completely open and non-judgmental.
因为我们的角度不同。
Because we have a different angle.
有一个先生他做一个见证。
And there's a testimony come from a person.
他说我一直怀疑我的太太有耳聋的问题。
And the husband says, I suspect that my wife have a deaf ears.
然后我就考验一下，我就想要来考验一下他的听力到底如何。
So I decided to test her hearing.
所以呢，这个先生呢，他就轻手轻脚的走到太太的背后十个亚的距离。
So the husband came about 10 yards away from his wife silently.
他说：“太太，你听得到我的声音吗？”
And he called out to her and said, "Can you hear me?"
没有回答。
And there was no answer.
可能有问题。
So that may be.
结果呢，他又进一步走到六个亚的距离。
And so he came closer to about 6 yards away from her wife.
再讲一次，太太，你听得到我的声音吗？
And he called out to her again and see and check if she can hear him.
还是没有回答。
And there was no response.
结果呢，他就走到了三个亚，很近了。
And then he was then get even closer for 3 yards.
太太，你听见我的声音吗？
And then he called her out. Call her out again and say, "Can you hear me?"
这个先生突然听见他太太讲话。
And then his wife responded.
他说：“早就听见了，我已经三次回答你了。”
And then she said, "I heard you 3 times, but then I, quote unquote, responded you 3 times."
谁的问题？
And whose problem was that?
角度不同。
Different angle.
所以当我们看见每一个人有这样子的一个偏执的时候，耶稣基督，我们回到第25节，我们就发现耶稣基督就做了另外一件事情。
And so when we come back to the passage in verse 25 and look in Mark chapter 8,
他按手在那个瞎子的眼睛上面，然后呢，这个瞎子定睛一看就复了原，样样都清楚了。
So what he did is he put his hands on the man's eyes again.
也就是
and his eyes were open, and he was able to see everything clearly.
也就是讲到我们每一个人的眼光需要耶稣基督按手在我们的眼光上面。
So what it says is when Jesus places his hand on our eyes, then we can see it clearly.
也腓立比书第二章告诉我们，我们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
So in Philippians says that we ought to think like Jesus.
我们如果真的能够透过神的眼睛来看我们周围的事情的话，我相信我们一定很 relax.
And we need to see other people around us in God's eyes.
很多的时候，我们所顾念的，我们所坚持的，只是那一点点小的东西。
A lot of time that there are things that we insist upon is actually very little.
当这个时间过去以后，十年过去了，20年过去了，我们的坚持还有意思吗
？And so, if you think about it, whatever you insist upon now.Does it really matter 10 years, 20 years from now?
神的眼光，神的角度都是从永恒来看。
So what God's view is from eternal.
如果在永恒里面这件事情这样坚持有用吗？有没有意思呢？这是我们要问的问题。
So you ought to ask your question, whatever you insist on, does that really matter from an internal point of view?
如果这件事情我坚持下去的话，十年、二十年之后呢，会不会有什么了不起的结果？
So if I continue to insist upon a certain thing, what type of impact would it have?
从永恒里面，它又有什么永恒的价值吗
？And what kind of value would it carry from eternal point of view?
我发现呢，最近梅林参加他的葬礼。
And when I was in the memorial service of Sister Mei Ling,
我觉得人生真的是太短了。
And what I found out is every one of our life is very short.
我们前两天听到另外一个以前也在教会里面来过几次的有另外一个姓杨的也算是弟兄吧他的肝癌很年轻很优秀的一个人的肝癌过世
I just heard about there was a brother Yang who used to be in attending our church. He passed away because of liver cancer.
我们不管是在家庭里面，夫妻之间，跟我们的孩子之间，或者是在教会。
And so no matter whether we are among family, between husband and wife, or between your children, or in church.
这个时间真的是很短。
Time is very short.
现在数日子都是十年来数，十年、二十年来数，以前是一年、两年，现在就是十年、二十年。
Now we count that the scale that we use is 10, 20 years instead of a year or two.
我今年要五十岁。
And I was about to turn 50.
我想到我来美国二十年。
And I thought about I was in the U.S. for about 20 years.
如果再过一次的话，再个二十年，我就七十岁到底了。
And then if I have another 20 years, then I'm 70.
来不及啊。
And I don't have a lot of time.
所以我们能够坚持的，我们能够注意的是那个人之间的那种关怀。
So what we can insist upon is the caring between people.
那种在永恒里面被纪念的那种爱的关系。
And that is a loving relationship that can be remembered and valued in an eternal sense.
而不是在世界上面好像很短暂的这种不同的角度产生来的不同的坚持，以至于不同的争执。
And it's not the argument that we have in a short period of time because of different viewpoint.
求神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们从这个瞎子的故事当中。
And so we can learn from this blind people.
让我们能够清清楚楚地看清我们周围的事情。
So we can see clearly what the things that's around us.
好像瞎子一样，样样看得清楚了。
Just like the blind man and saying that he saw everything clearly.
如果我们真能够从永恒的角度来看我们周围的事情的话，我们每一个人的生命必定是丰盛的。
So if we can see everything from an eternal viewpoint, our life will be in abundance.
我们周围的人际关系，不管在家庭、在教会或者是在公司，我们的人际关系也都会不一样。
And the relationship we have with other people, regardless whether it's in a family, in a church, or in a workplace, will be different.
愿神赐福他的话。
May God bless you.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的圣天父，我们要来赞美你的名。主啊，你是永恒的主，你不是十年的主，也不是二十年的主。我们在你的面前求主来帮助我们，让我们能够抓住永恒，也让我们知道我们周围的人好像啊，我们有许许多多的角度不同的时候，我们会把周围的人看成树木一样。主啊，帮助我们，让我们能够眼睛得开，清清楚楚的能够看见你在永恒里面为我们所摆上的，也让我们用爱来对待我们周围的人，好叫你自己的啊永恒的价值在我们的生命生活当中能够彰显出来，也看见你是那一位不偏待人的神，而且我们在永恒里面都要蒙你的纪念。求主来帮助我们，我们谢谢主，我们这样子感谢祷告，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱首诗歌好吗？开我眼睛。开我眼睛，使我看见神的真理为我彰显，求将奇妙秘钥交我手，主困锁使我自由，我竟安静专心等候，唯愿我主旨意成就，恳求圣灵开我眼睛，光照引领。第二节，开我耳朵，使我听见恩主所赐真理之言，求当加荫荡漾我耳中，一切虚伪顿时隐踪，我竟安静专心等候， 主旨已成就，恳求圣灵开我眼睛，光照引领。我们起来唱第三节，开我的口，能唱主恩，真理真理满有热忱。开我心窍，好让我准备与人分享主爱丰美。我竟安静专心等候，唯愿我主旨意成就，恳求圣灵我眼睛，光照引领。我竟专心，我竟安静专心等候，唯愿我主旨意成就，恳求圣灵开我眼睛，光照引领。我们领受祝福，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。阿们。Thank you.